This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Oh, welcome to 20th Century Boy. My name is Loctio Down, has been extended, and this is The Inside of My Mind. Today, which is Monday the 16th of August 2021, horrible day for all Melburnians and Sydney people and just the world, really. It's been a terrible news day. A long and terrible news day. Melbourne will go into an extended lockdown. We will be locked down for another 2 weeks. There is now a curfew. We can't leave the house at 9 o'clock. And I can't help but feel as though we are in the exact same situation we were 1 year ago. It's very tough. People are actually really, like, sad and annoyed today. And there seems to be this resounding feeling of exhaustion around the country. And I will offer my similar feelings on that, because welcome to the podcast, by the way. My name is Radio Mike. This is a podcast about me, a young writer, producer, and comedy person from Melbourne, Australia, trying to make his way through the rough and tumble of living life. Sometimes it's easier than others. At the moment, I'd say it's kind of in the hard basket. Because it really is, like, starting. I don't know why this one has hit so hard, but it really is starting to, like, life is just very boring, mundane. I've spoken to a lot of people who are talking about how they've completely lost, like, all motivation to work and to do anything, really. It just feels like we're killing time. And it's really not slowing down, or it's really not getting to a point where we feel like life is getting back to normal. It's really horrible. And based on what happened in Melbourne over the weekend, in which some dude decided that he was going to have his engagement party, he decided that his engagement party was more important than anything else in the world, or anyone else in the world. So he just had his engagement party, made jokes about the fact that he was breaking the law in his engagement party speech, while all of the guests, none of whom were wearing masks, were laughing along. And there's videos of this guy floating around, this Melburnian guy. You know, people have sent around his, like, LinkedIn page. I'm not going to identify this guy, but to this guy, if you're listening, which I assume you're not, but I think that engagement party thing was a fundamentally selfish thing. It was just like, my interests and needs are above everything else, and all these people in Melbourne who are locking down and doing the right thing, staying home, not going to be with their families, not seeing their friends, I am more important than that, so I get to have my engagement party and make jokes about it. I haven't seen my parents in, like, a month now. I haven't seen my brother in, like, a month. I haven't caught up, really, with any of my friends. My second podcast, which is a Harry Potter fan fiction podcast, which you should binge, is on hold because I can't get guests over to record with me. And, yeah, to that guy who had the engagement party, like, I haven't seen my grandparents in a very long time. It's a huge sort of slap in the face from this guy who put his needs and his life in front of everyone else's. Because I think most people generally are doing more or less the right thing. Like, people aren't organizing engagement parties and just holding them anyway. So that's been pretty annoying, and it's sort of got me down today that this happened and that now we're back where we are, but it is what it is. We can't really do anything about it. But yeah, I want to do a shout out to the Patreon, patreon.com/radiomike. Every week, or at least every second week, me and Pat, the producer of this podcast, are doing a bonus podcast. This week, we talked about all our thoughts on The Suicide Squad, the new Suicide Squad movie, as well as Black Widow, as well as the fact that Pat is number one in the world at a particular game. Go and listen to it. It's at a Patreon exclusive for as little as $1 a month. You get access to the Pat and Mike bonus podcast, and it's really fun doing that with Pat. We are really trying to grow the Patreon at the moment. We want to just keep putting out more content. I know it's tough at the moment. If you have $12 to spare, if you can actually just spare $12 this year, sign up to the Patreon for $1 a month, or just send $12 to paypal.me/itsradiomike as a donation to the show. It does cost money to keep this show running. There is a cost in hosting the content, which we've now more or less covered each month. We are making more money than it costs to host all of these podcasts that I do. And then the rest just goes to Pat, who does a bunch of great work here at Radio Mike Productions. So if you can spare $12, like, that's not heaps, and you get something out of this podcast, I'd love for you to get the Patreon bonus, and hopefully we do a bit more bonus content coming up. So patreon.com/radiomike or paypal.me/itsradiomike. That would be awesome. Couple listener emails. Last week I did talk about my appearances on Hamish and Andy, and I also, I just mentioned that I was like annoyed about people like publicly telling me how shit I was, which, you know, thank you to all the amazing people who sent messages to me in response to that. I really appreciated it. And yeah, I was just being a baby. I'm okay. I did get a great email, and I'm not going to read the whole email, but I did want to acknowledge this person. It's Radio James Dawson, all the way from the USA. Here's just a little bit of it. Hi, Mike. I just listened to your latest episode, and I wanted to add my voice to what I'm sure is your many supporters. Thank you very much. I'm sure it's very difficult to put yourself out there the way you do. I listen to dozens of podcasts, and your show is easily one of the highest quality, most entertaining, and perhaps most importantly, sincere shows out there. I'm proud to call myself a fan. Your friend James. P.S. You know about the MDF room? That's a running joke on this show. If you're new to the show, welcome. You don't get that. Did you know that many buildings also have an IDF room? Do not open that door if you ever see it. I have no idea what an IDF room. Google tells me it's an intermediate distribution frame room. So if someone could do some research into that, I'd appreciate that. Thank you so much, James. You did send a very lengthy email, which I've responded to, and it was very kind. Radio Gannonbort, long-time listener of this show, also a patron. Thanks, Gannonbort, for your ongoing support. I did say this last week, but your character on the show, as in Hamish and Andy, is the most relatable and a good voice to have when Hamish and Andy go a bit off the rails in the gaming realm that they don't really understand. Thank you very much, Gannonbort. I appreciate that. Lots of messages came in, which is awesome. Got one from, you can get in touch anytime, radio.mike on Insta, the Radio Mike Discord. Let me know if you want to join it, radiomikepod@gmail.com or radiomike.com.au/contact. There's a form you can fill out. Radio Judd Speedy. Welcome to the radio family. We have in the past had a listener called Disappointment Judd Man. We now have Radio Judd Speedy. I wonder if this is if this is Judd Man in disguise. He actually wrote to me about last week when I talked about how Donkey Kong Jr. is not the son of Donkey Kong, but in fact, the father of Donkey Kong, which is kind of crazy. Judd Speedy says, "You've blown my mind. I thought Diddy Kong was Donkey Kong Jr. for all these years." A common mistake, but Diddy Kong, as I mentioned, is not Donkey Kong Jr. Diddy Kong is Donkey Kong's nephew. And the other thing about Diddy Kong is he essentially replaced Donkey Kong Jr., which is what led to a lot of this confusion. I know you guys really care about this, so obviously I'm just trying to fill you in as best as I can. Really appreciate heaps of people getting in touch. I get so many messages now about this pod, which I really appreciate. Like, it seems the listenership is really growing. So if you're new, welcome. Welcome to the radio family. That's the sound effect for welcome to the radio family, the collective group of listeners of this show. It's great to have all these new people on board, and I genuinely really appreciate it. So thank you so much. Get in touch. I can't always read them all out, but I will endeavor to read the most relevant ones out. Okay, guys, a lot we've got to talk about, right? And these podcasts, they only go for like 45 minutes. We got to cram a lot in sometimes. But I think most importantly today, the thing that we need to get out there to the world more than anybody else, more than anything else rather, is an update on the Grilled saga. I'm sure you have all been following over the last few months my Grilled grillema, the Grilled situation, which if you haven't been following and you're new to the podcast, again, welcome. Basically, I did a rant on this podcast. It must have been like 3 months, 2 months ago at least now, about how I hate Grilled and I've never enjoyed a burger from Grilled. This led to a viral TikTok in which the Grilled social media team responded. They then agreed that I would go and try Grilled, and then I really enjoyed the burger I got from Grilled in Chapel Street, which then led to people saying that I sold out and I must have struck some kind of monetary deal with Grilled, which did not happen. I am yet to accept any money from Grilled or be offered any money, of course. And then the most recent update on the Grilled grillema and the Grilled saga is I did happen to get a free burger from Grilled. So that's something I'll obviously cash in post lockdown when I can get out to Grilled again. But one thing that I did notice is that it has come to my attention, and Grilled, you are aware of this. I'm going to speak to Grilled directly. I am aware that you are aware of this. You must be. There's no way you're not aware of this. Grilled, I think, is overlooking the fact that many of you, the listeners of this show and followers of me online on various platforms, have been clearly influenced by my work. You have been influenced by me talking about Grilled, and many, many people have sent me a message saying that they have purchased Grilled based on hearing me talk about Grilled. Grilled, we know that that is me advertising for you, right? I've basically done the sponsored posts for you. You just haven't paid up. Sure, you've given me a free burger, but like, I got a photo the other night from, I can't remember who it was, sent me a picture, them with a bag of Grilled, whoever this was, welcome to the radio family. She said, just bought Grilled because I've been hearing you talk about Grilled, really enjoyed it, right? I am doing your advertising for you, Grilled. Another guy, I wrote it down, what's his name? Radio Bill, welcome to the radio family. I'll order Grilled for dinner tomorrow if they give you $100. People are buying Grilled because of me. So many messages coming in saying, Mike, I bought Grilled. Got Grilled because I saw you talking about Grilled. Got Grilled because of you. Bought Grilled because you've been talking about Grilled. Was hungry. Thought I'd try it out. Even people saying, and Grilled, this is undeniable that you owe me, right? This is the undeniable proof. I had messages saying, don't usually get Grilled, but been hearing you talking about it for the last few months. Thought I'd pick up some Grilled. Right? People who don't usually like or get Grilled have been because of this guy right here, Radio Mike, from the podcast, right? Because I've been talking about it. That is me influencing for you, Grilled. So after I got my free burger, I thought, you know what? I need to get what I deserve from this. And I did a post on Instagram of me wearing one of the Hamish and Andy shirts, Lost Touch with the Common Man. Grilled comments. Got any free meals recently? Obviously in reference to the fact that they gave me a free burger. I reply, I need all the free burgers I can get. Also, I'm DMing you my bank details. I think $50 will cover the marketing I've done for you over the last couple months. Love you, Grilled. 77 likes on that comment. I then did DM Grilled my bank details. I DM'd them. You can see it here. No, you probably can't if you're watching the video. DM'd Grilled my bank details. BSB and account number. Obviously not going to post here. Grilled simply replies with, ha 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 ha. I'm going to like that comment. Then they replied a little later with, hasn't shown up to one marketing team meeting and still expects to be paid. I replied with, please send money within 30 business days. No response from Grilled. They're definitely playing an interesting game here because as soon as it's time to pay up for all the services, hasn't shown up to one marketing team meeting. Mate, I am your marketing team. There's evidence of it. Look at all these people buying stuff from Grilled because of me. right? I have got grilled. I've made grilled a trending topic for the last few months, more trending than it ever has been, right? Anyway, what I've decided to do is I counted all of the people who messaged me to tell me that they bought a grilled burger because of me. And what I've done grilled is I've made up a little invoice, which I will send to the grilled social media team. It's just a little invoice. At the top left, it says Radio Mike official grilled ambassador. Invoice 2, grilled healthy burgers, obviously. Radio Mike grilled marketing. Date, August 17th, 2021. Due date, September 17th, 2021. That's a month. Month to pay. Now, here's what I've done. In the invoice items, general video marketing, TikTok and Instagram. That's where most of the work has been done, through TikTok and Instagram. Quantity, 1. Rate, $50. Amount, $50, right? Just for that video, I get $50. It costs me more. That's actually the... Oh, actually, whatever. $50 for that clip, right? $50 seems fair. That's not a lot. I'm sure they would pay much more for TV advertisements. I've then done influencer fee. Burgers sold through Mike's marketing, in brackets. And down below it says notes. For each burger sold based on Mike's social media marketing, Grilled must pay Mike $1. Right? So think about it like that. If a grilled burger is $12, or probably they're probably like $13, $14 at Grilled, I believe, right? I take $1 from each of those burgers. It seems fair. Grilled takes 14, I take 1. That seems fair. For every referral, basically, for everyone who says, hey, I bought a grilled burger because of you, I should get $1, right? So far, and Grilled, I can provide the receipts. I can provide evidence of people who have sent me DMs. I did a few on my story on Instagram. You did ignore a lot of them. But so far, I've had 35 people. So 35 at a rate of $1, that's another $35 you owe me. Total of $85 owing. Now, I have sent my bank details. You can either send me the $85 in cash, or I'm willing to strike a deal with you. I'm willing to strike a deal with you here, Grilled. I will accept the payment as a Grilled credit. If you give me $85 of Grilled credit, and then what I will do, Grilled, what I will actually do, Grilled, and I think the listeners will love this. I think we can all get around this. You give me $85 of Grilled credit, and I will give away an $85 Grilled credit on my show for whoever can, I don't know, whoever, I'll make up a competition. Once you agree with it, let me know. But it will be, you give me my $85 that I believe you owe me, either in cash and we're done with it, or as an extra marketing thing, you give me $85 credit on my Relish account and I give that away. I give away $85 worth of Grilled on this podcast to a lucky listener. That is my proposition to Grilled. Let me know what you think of it. I'm going to get this made into a clip and link it to the Grilled person. So Grilled person, get in touch with me. I think this could be a fun little competition we can run. If you can't do the $85, I will accept $50 credit because $50 is a more round number, but I do think it should be $85. So that's where we're at with Grilled at the moment. I'll send them the invoice. Video viewers, the invoice is on the screen now. These videos go up in full. The podcast, sorry, goes up in full on my YouTube channel, Radio Mike. Just about to hit 1,300 subs. Would love for you to get on board. If you haven't, check out some of the video podcast or vodcasts and do that. Another thing I need to talk about today on the podcast. As I said, there's a lot for us to get through. And this, look, sometimes on this podcast, I do controversial takes. Some might even say the grilled saga was a controversial take. But this might actually be... I don't know how people will respond to this. I don't know how people are going to respond to this. But people who are into music and who follow new music and who listen to new music, you may have seen in your Spotify new releases this week that The Killers have released a new album, their new studio album, which is called, I think, is it Pressure Machine? It's called Pressure Machine, guys. And here's my controversial opinion about The Killers, because I'm going to start it. I'm going to start this by saying that The Killers are one of my favorite bands. However, and this might shock a lot of you, but some of you might relate to it. I'm going to put it out there and say the following. The band The Killers. Sorry, how am I going to phrase this? Okay. The Killers have not had a good album since their second studio album, Sam's Town, which I believe came out in 2006. I say it again. The Killers only have two good albums. Their debut album, Hot Fuss, which is undoubtedly one of the best indie rock albums ever in the history of the genre. The album Hot Fuss by The Killers is an insanely good album. Almost every song is great. It is an amazing album. It's probably one of my, it's in my top five albums of all time. Hot Fuss by The Killers, incredible album. And their follow-up, Sam's Town, which is also a very good album, not as good as Hot Fuss, and nothing has been, but a very good album. They are The Killers' only two good albums. They have never had a good album after Sam's Town in 2006 or 7, whenever it was. Guys, I'm sorry, but, and I love The Killers, but they have not had a good album since Sam's Town. They only have two good albums. There are no other good Killers albums, and I know for a fact that there are people who are going to disagree with me about this, but I've done a few of these in the past on this podcast where I just like go through a band's discography and just like talk about them. So I'm going to do it today with The Killers, which is a long time coming. Of course, most of us know, and for audio listeners, I'll put grabs from the songs in. For video viewers, I won't because it gets copyright striked on YouTube, which I don't want. Of course, we all know The Killers for their incredible, groundbreaking, and still to this day, extremely relevant and popular song, Mr. Brightside. It is without a doubt the most popular song by The Killers, and surely just one of the most popular songs in the world that just everyone seems to know, no matter who you are. If Mr. Brightside comes on to the party, you know that song, right? And I will say again, if you haven't listened to The Killers' album Hot Fuss from start to finish, do so now or after you listen to this podcast. Mr. Brightside is one of the singles from the album Hot Fuss. And the thing about Mr. Brightside is it's not even the best song on the album. It's definitely the most commercially successful song and the most commercial friendly song. But there are so many amazing songs on that album, particularly the song All These Things That I Have Done, which is one of the most epic songs of all time. If you are unfamiliar in it, it's the one that has I Got Soul, But I'm Not a Soldier. One of the best like song breakdowns of all time. Amazing song. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. I got soul, but I'm not a soldier. There is also songs like Smile Like You Mean It, Jenny Was a Friend of Mine, Andy You're a Star, Everything Will Be Alright. This album, from start to finish, it also has Somebody Told Me, which is another one of the big Killers singles. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential. This album, absolutely amazing. And you know what's amazing about those songs? Mr. Brightside, you know, Somebody Told Me, When You Were Young, which is from Sam's Town, the next album, right? They're all like 3 to 3.5 minute indie rock bangers. I'll get back to that later, right? Follow-up album, Sam's Town. If you haven't heard Sam's Town, I recommend you listen to Sam's Town as well. A little bit more conceptual, some great songs on it. Obviously, as I mentioned, When You Were Young, classic. When you were young, he said he doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman, like you imagine. We're not going to put the grab in for that song, because I've already sung it almost beat for beat the way Brandon Flowers does in the album. Also, another great song on that album that I love is Why Do I Keep Counting? Amazing B-side track. amazing B-side track. Listen to Sam's Town. You'll really, really like it. Help me get down. I can make it. Help me get down. I can make it. Help me get down. Help me get down. I can make it. Help me get down. If I only knew the answer, I wouldn't be born. After that, they do this album called Neon Tiger. Neon Tiger is the album that has the song Human, a really good song, incredible song. I gotta let you know, are you human or are we dancers? My sign is vital. Might put the grab in for that one. You gotta let me know. But Human, great song. Again, 3 to 3.5 minute indie pop kind of banger. And I think that's one of the only good songs on Neon Tiger. Let's just look up the Neon Tiger track listing on Wikipedia so we can just double check this. And I'm to all the people, sorry, is it called? Oh, it's not called Neon Tiger. Why did I think it was called Neon Tiger? There is a song on the album called Neon Tiger. The album is called Day and Age. Sorry, everyone. I'm such an idiot. The album is called Day and Age. God, I feel like an idiot. Okay. Spaceman is another song on that. If you haven't heard Spaceman, great song. Sorry, guys. I don't know why I thought it was called Neon Tiger. It's obviously called Day and Age, but I just never listened to it because it's a shit album. Spaceman, also pretty good. Those are the only two good songs on Day and Age, aka Neon Tiger. After that, the Killers put out this album called Battleborn. And this is when it starts to go downhill. And I'm going to explain this to you very simply, right? Hot Fuss, the first album and the best. The running length, the total length of that album, 45 minutes. Interesting. Sam's Town, 44 minutes. Interesting. Day and Age, 40 minutes. Interesting, because that has some good songs on it. Battleborn, 51 minutes. And for me, a good album doesn't need to go past 45. And it is in the album Battleborn in which almost every single song goes for over 4 minutes. When, as I mentioned earlier, the Killers excel in the 3 to 3.5 minute song. As soon as they did Battleborn and they started doing 4 to 5 minute songs, phew, they went downhill. Are there any good songs on the album? They did a song called Miss Atomic Bomb on that album, which was supposed to be like the sequel to Mr. Brightside. It's no good. It's no good. The only song that gets stuck in my head is the song The Way It Was, not a single, but one of two tracks on the album that are under 4 minutes. Interesting. Can it be the way it was when we met? Did you forget? This is my point. The Killers excel at short songs. Ever since then, not short songs, but 3 to 3.5 minute songs. Ever since then, they've had an album called Wonderful Wonderful, right? That album, again, really bad, except, oh, hang on a sec, track 5, Run for Cover, great song. You know why? It's 3.5 minutes, and it really captures the spirit of those first two albums. It's like a fast-paced indie rock song. Run for Cover, good song. No other good songs on that album. Then they had one apparently called Imploding the Mirage. Can't remember a single track off this. Cannot remember a single track. And their latest album, Pressure Machine, 51 minutes. Listen to it. Not a single song stood out to me. I thought it was crap. No catchy indie pop. It's all this like old town rock and roll style now. And I understand that bands have to adapt. bands have to change as they grow. I understand that. I also understand that the Killers probably, maybe they don't want to make songs like Mr. Brightside, fast-paced songs. They want to have more meaning. But Hot Fuss was one of the best albums ever. I'm not overselling that. It was one of the best songs, one of the best albums ever. Day and Age, not that good, but Human, When You Were Young, Mr. Brightside, Smile Like You Mean It, classic songs, amazing songs. Suddenly, Battleborn is when it all, you know, Day and Age had hope. Battleborn is when it went, and I rest my case by saying that the Killers have never had a good album after Sam's Town. Those first two Killers albums, both of them are incredible albums. They are both very good albums, okay? Ever since then, downhill. I apologize. That is my opinion. I would love to know people's thoughts on the Killers and what they think of this new album and all the albums they've had post Sam's Town. Let me know what you think if you're into the Killers. Now, next up, what have I got here? Okay, got a couple more things before we finish, but we got a fair bit of time, which is good. First of all, I bought a Kindle. I bought a Kindle because I hoard books. I just buy books and I never read them. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm getting a Kindle. I don't have room to store all these books anymore. I don't need all these books. I'm just going to get a Kindle and read all my books digitally. It has changed my life. I've read 4 books in the past 2 weeks. Makes it so much easier to read. You don't need a light to read. You don't need to hold the book open. You don't need a bookmark. You just turn your Kindle on and you're reading. Love Kindle. I don't know why I mentioned that. I don't know why I talked about why I wrote down Kindle. That's basically all I wanted to say about Kindle. But here's something I want to talk about that is definitely 5 years too late. And I might do a YouTube video about this as well, because this has blown my mind. Has anybody seen the movie Lion? Came out in 2016. If you've seen it, let me know. If you haven't seen it, it's a true story. And it has got to be, it really has to be, one of the greatest human stories I have ever seen. That's why I wrote down Kindle, because it's a movie based on a book that a guy wrote that is a true story that happened to him. And after I watched the movie on the weekend, I decided to read the book. So I'm reading the book now. And if you don't know, if you haven't seen Lion, we're in lockdown. You watch Lion this weekend. This movie, I think it's on Stan. We watched it on Stan here in Australia. I'm sure you can find it illegally, whatever. This movie defies, like, this movie and this story, rather, is like, exemplifies everything about everything great about human determination and motivation. This is just an unbelievable story that I haven't been able to stop thinking about. So it doesn't even matter if you know the story. It's not going to spoil it. You have to see it, right? This little boy, this 5-year-old boy who's growing up in the slums in a poverty-struck suburb in India, which is an enormous country, right? He goes out with his brother to work sweeping trains, and he falls asleep at the train station and loses his brother. He then gets on a train to look for his brother, and that train starts moving and takes him 1,500 kilometers across India. This boy can't read or write. He's illiterate, right? Takes him 1,500 kilometers across India, and he ends up in Calcutta, and this 5-year-old boy survives on the streets of Calcutta, one of the most dangerous cities in the world, right? Really corrupt, lots of crime from what I understand. This is in the 80s, by the way, before a lot of technology, like before mobile phones, before the internet was big, right? He survives on the streets of Calcutta. I know this is a 6-year-old movie and even older story, but I've only just learned about it and I have to talk about it. Spends 2 months on the streets of Calcutta, avoids being kidnapped and trafficked by several people who try to con him, ends up in an orphanage, is then adopted by two Australians who live in Tasmania, and he ends up going to live with them in Tasmania, and is raised in Australia, has a pretty good life in Australia, but can never escape these memories of him getting lost on the train and living in Calcutta by himself. And he has very few memories of his home. He doesn't know the correct name of his home, right? He has an idea of what the name is, but he's looked it up in the future. It does not exist. What he thought it was called, it does not exist because he was too young. And then he remembers at the train station a water tower, the train station he fell asleep at. And then he remembers that there was a bridge with a dam that they used to bathe and play in his hometown. Other than that, he has no information. In 2008, this is a true story, Google launches Google Earth. This is before Google Maps. They launched Google Earth. And one of his friends, he's grown up now, and one of his friends who he tells his story to says, you should go on Google Earth and you can look at a satellite view of India and follow all the trains, and eventually you'll find the train station that you fell asleep at if you remember those details. He then spends 6 years, this guy spends 6 years on Google Earth following every possible railway line on Google Earth in India, which is massive, right? 6 years he's looking at all the train stations, trying to trace his journey from like 25 years earlier when he was 5 years old and he barely remembers. And he's pretty much about to give up when he literally finds on Google Earth the train station with the water tower, follows that, and finds his hometown, which is called Ganesh Talai. But when he was five, he was pronouncing it as Ganeshtali. So he was always looking for Ganeshtali, but it's actually called Ganesh Talai. And he sees it in the movie. He's played by Dev Patel, who was one of the main characters in Skins, the first generation of Skins, that British TV show. He sees it on Google Earth. He sees on Google Earth. He follows this train and it takes him, of course, to Ganesh Talai. And you see him and he's like, Ganesh Talai. Ganesh Talai, Ganeshtali, Ganeshtali. That's how he was saying it. His name is Saru, but it turns out he was pronouncing his own name wrong his whole life. His name was actually Sheru, but he just didn't understand how to pronounce it, so he always called himself Saru, right? He finds his hometown on Google Earth, flies to India, goes there, has the muscle memory once he's there, realizes, yes, this is the place I grew up for the first 5 years of my life in poverty, goes to his old house, which is now empty, finds a local person. This is a true story, by the way. Finds a local person who speaks English and says, do you know if there was a family who lived here whose son went missing 25 years ago? Shows him a photo of him as a boy, and the guy says, oh yeah, come with me, I'll take you to your mother. He then is reunited with his mother 25 years later, who had no idea he was still alive. And it is just, this movie has just blown my mind. Like, that is just one of the most remarkable stories in the history of human stories. It was just so emotional. I'm reading the book now. It's amazing. Like, I'm thinking of me at 5 years old. I would have just given up. I would have had no idea what to do, right? And this kid had the instincts to run away from someone who took him in because he felt like something about it was weird when another man came to inspect him. He ran away and escaped, right? He was living off the streets, living off food on the floor, and then happened to get adopted and taken to Tasmania. And then if that didn't happen, he never would have been able to trace it back. All because he got lost on this train. And he had no idea how to get back. I just thought it was one of the most remarkable movies ever. And I wanted to talk about it at length here because I just thought this is so incredible. So, so amazing in every way. I know I'm late to the party. Please watch this movie. I think I gave it 5 stars on Letterboxd. Very rare. Not a single movie of like the 110 that I've watched this year, I've given 5 stars. But Lion was an absolute 5-star movie. This story is amazing. And then because of that, I wanted to talk about this. Which movie did you cry in? What is a movie that made you cry? It seems as though, and this is not me trying to stereotype in any way, which movie made you cry? It seems as though girls tend to cry in movies much more easily than men for whatever reason. You know, my ex-girlfriend, pretty much every Disney movie was just in tears. Brother Bear, in tears. Lilo and Stitch, in tears. She just could... It was just insane to her. Like, she just couldn't hold in her emotions. Where I'm watching and being like, yeah, this is sad. She is just bawling her eyes out at Lilo and Stitch. At Stitch going, Ohana means family. Family means nobody gets left behind. And she's just like, right? What movie made you cry? Because for me, it's Click, the Adam Sandler movie where he can fast forward time and pause it, right? Click, underrated sad movie, great story. And there's this bit at the end where I'm pretty sure he tells his dad that he doesn't have time for him or something, and he pauses time and the dad's crying. Breaks you, absolutely breaks you. I was talking to my housemate and she said, and I couldn't believe this, but she said that The Simpsons movie made her cry. The Simpsons movie made her cry. And I do acknowledge it is a pretty sad moment in which Homer puts the tape into the thing after the family's left, and it's Marge telling him that she's decided to go back to Springfield with the kids. And she says, and I'm going to do my best Marge impression, and then I'll put the clip in after, because obviously, like, I want to compare it. But she's basically there and she's like,
hey, hi, Omi. I'm taking the kids back to Springfield. I've always...
Sorry.
I've always tried to see the good in you, Homer. But I don't know how to do that anymore. And to prove to myself that it's over between us, I've taped this over our wedding video. Goodbye, homie.
And then she starts crying. And then it fades out to the rest of the wedding video with Homer and Marge dancing. Lenny and Carl, I believe, are in the background as well. And the song, the Homer and Marge theme that has recurred through a lot of the Simpsons show, Close to You by the Carpenters. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? That song. And yeah, Marge going,
goodbye, homie.
I'll put the clip in now so you can cross-reference it.
Goes, Homer. I've always stood up for you. When people point out your flaws, I always say, well, sometimes you have to stand back to appreciate a work of art.
Way back.
Lately, what's keeping us together is my ability to overlook everything you do. And I overlook these things because...
Because?
Well, that's the thing. I just don't know how to finish that sentence anymore. So I'm leaving with the kids to help Springfield. And we're never coming back. And to prove to myself that this is the end, I taped this over our wedding video. Goodbye, homie.
Do birds suddenly appear every time you...
Did anyone else cry at that moment? Because that, I guess that's a sad moment. But yeah, I want to know today, I want everyone to send me messages. Everyone listening, if you are listening to this podcast, it is compulsory. What movie did you cry in? Maybe you cried in Harry Potter when Cedric Diggory died. And Amos Diggory comes out and he's like, that's my son! That's my boy! Right? Amos, and I remember as a kid, everyone used to make fun of that actor for doing that bit where he's like, that's my son! That's my boy! In Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. But I'm like, Now as an adult, I'm like, no, this is a father whose son has just died. Of course he'd be devastated and traumatized by this. That's actually a great performance. But everyone just thought it was really funny as a kid, which is very mean-spirited about a father whose son has just died. What movie did you cry in? I want to know for next time. Okay. I said I was going to make an opener for this, I think. We've done this twice or three times on the pod. I'm going to make an opener. I haven't got it ready yet, so I'm going to put it in post. But this segment is called this.
Misheard Song Lyrics, a generic segment that is very generic.
As the opener says, it is a very generic segment, but I remembered a new misheard song lyric, and I really wanted to talk about it on this show. Obviously, this all began many, many months ago on this podcast. It all began when I talked about the song Love Story by Taylor Swift. Romeo, take me somewhere you can be alone. You all know it. There is a bit in that song, and you know where I'm going with this if you've listened to the pod for a while. There is a bit in that song in which it's like the end, towards the end of the song. It says something along the lines of, knelt to the ground and he pulled out a ring and said, and then it goes, marry me, Juliet, you never have to be alone. Right, we all know it. But for whatever reason, and here it is, by the way, I've got the grab. Right? So it makes sense. You know, he knelt to the ground and he pulled out a ring and said, marry me, Juliet. You never have to be alone. And I, for whatever reason, thought that those lyrics were, Mary, meet Juliet. So it was like, we're being introduced to a new character, Mary, in the song. He pulled out a ring and he knelt to the ground and he pulled out a ring and said, Mary, meet Juliet. Right? And I thought maybe it was like a pro-gay song, like, hey, I don't want to marry you, but you're a lesbian. Maybe you want to marry Mary. So I thought she was singing, marry me, Juliet, you never have to be alone. Anyway, obviously that was cleared up. Realized there's another Taylor Swift one that I have always thought that I've always got wrong, right? And it's the song More New. I realize this is going to get copyright struck on YouTube anyway now, but anyway. More of a newish Taylor Swift song. It's the song Blank Space. I got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name, right? And it's this bit here. I'm going to play it for you. Okay, so it's the lyrics there are, got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane, right? That makes sense. I've got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. However, what I always thought this song was saying was, and I'm embarrassed about this because it actually makes no sense, but I just thought it. I thought she was singing, and I thought it was some in-joke that Tay fans would know. I thought she was singing, gotta love these Starbucks lovers. I thought she was saying, gotta love these Starbucks lovers, like these two people who met at Starbucks and got married. That's what I thought Tay-Tay was singing, right? And then I thought for a while, oh no, maybe she's singing, gotta love these star-crossed lovers, because obviously in Romeo and Juliet, star-crossed lovers is like what they're referred to as. So it's like, and then I was like, oh no, it's gotta love these star-crossed lovers. And then once it was playing at a party while I was at university, and I turned to my friend and I was like, what is a Starbucks lover? And she was like, what? I'm like, well, what is a Starbucks lover? Because she says, gotta love these Starbucks lovers. And my friend's like, no, she says, I've got a long list of ex-lovers. Right? I got a blank space, baby, and I'll write your name. So yeah, that's my misheard song lyric for this week. We've also had in the past, She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5, Beauty Queen of Only 18, comma, she, but a lot of people agreed that they used to think it was Beauty Queen of Only 18 Sheep, right? Anyway, that's mine. I'd love a few for next week. Now that we've got an opener, it can become a semi-regular but generic segment. We are just about out of time this week. Thank you for listening. I have been playing The Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening on Nintendo Switch. I think I mentioned it last week. It's still awesome. I'm very close to being finished, so I'll do a full video. I'll do a full chat about it maybe next week if I finished it. Wrapping up, though, let us do one of... maybe we'll do this. The plug! Okay, not too much to plug other than this podcast. The Patreon, patreon.com/RadioMike, did a spiel at the top of that. Please let me know movies you cried to and misheard song lyrics and go and watch Lion. That's a public plug. As far as my stuff goes, there's a Spotify playlist of podcast episodes I've been a guest on, which I might put in the description to the podcast from now on. So you can, if you want to listen to more of me, you can get my dulcet tones in your ears. The TikTok Radio Mike, Instagram radio.mike. There's merch on the website, radiomike.com.au/merch. I can still send that out. So please, if you can financially contribute to the show in any way, I would appreciate that so much. Aside from that, Harry Potter and the Boys still on hiatus. I might try and do some bonus content on that feed that's like just talking about Harry Potter stuff. Just to keep it alive. I'm really sorry, guys. I want to keep doing it. It's just really hard without being able to have guests over. I do want to do some catch-up chats with friends in a mic talk style. I have reached out to a few people about that, but yeah, lockdown is really hindering a lot of content creation. I'll please go onto the YouTube Radio Mike. There'll be a few videos this week, including an extensive chat about the new Suicide Squad movie, independent of the Patreon episode. And I had a few, what other videos was I planning on doing? I've got them written down somewhere in my, Google Drive. Well, just go and subscribe to the YouTube. I do like some, just 10 minute kind of chat videos. So if you just want a couple videos to watch during lockdown, I'd love for you to get on board there. But that's pretty much it. My name's been Radio Mike. This podcast has been The Inside of My Mind. Don't block the MDF. Don't lie to me because I'll see you. I'm a very kind young man. And some of your older stuff. There's too many of these now. Will Kennedy, finish your farm project. Goodbye forever until next week. This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.